88.5 FM, KCSN, and KCSN HD1, Northridge, Los Angeles. KSBR and KSBR HD1, Mission Viejo. A service of California State University, Northridge, and Saddleback College. Member-supported public radio. Voted Station of the Year by our peers in American Public Music Radio. Artist in Residence. Curated DJ sets from an 88.5 FM artist every Saturday at 6 with a new artist residency every month. 88.5, the SoCal Sound.
Yowza, howowza, SoCal Sounders. Once again, this is Ty Taylor, the lead singer from Vintage Trouble. I had no idea how much fun it would be all month discussing Black History Month with you and the influence of African-American artists on rock and roll. It has never been my interest to start a debate about whether blacks were responsible for starting rock and roll. My thought is yes, but other people might think differently, and that's okay. My main reason for being here is just to celebrate such beautiful music that has influenced rock and roll. And a lot of the people that I'm talking about and that I've put in my playlists are African Americans because it is Black History Month. I want to thank everybody for all their great response to what I've been doing. I also want to thank people that have complained about some artists that I have left off the list. But there's just not enough time to celebrate as many artists as we know we should be celebrating when celebrating the influence of African Americans on rock and roll. You know, so please do your own homework, invest, go to websites, ask questions like, what is the effect of African Americans on rock and roll? Find out some of the artists that I may not have had time to celebrate in these 4 one-hour segments that I've had. You know, I hate that there are certain people that have influenced rock and roll that are in mediums like funk, such as Parliament Funkadelic, that have definitely been a great part of the rock and roll ignitement, if that's even a word. I wanted to have Grace Jones as one of the songs I played because, to me, Grace Jones is almost like the African American's answer to David Bowie as far as rock and roll is concerned. I could have mentioned Bob Marley, but, you know, I'm talking about the celebration of African-American artists. And there are major rock groups that, even heavy metal rock groups like Seven Dust and other people like that that have not played on my show, but that's just because there was not enough time. Please forgive me. All right, let's get into it. If we're going to be celebrating African-Americans' effect on rock and roll from the 80s until today, we have to start with Lenny Kravitz. This is Are You Gonna Go My Way?
I'm Don't you know, we're talking about a revolution sounds like a whisper. Don't you know, we're talking about a revolution sounds like a whisper. While they're standing in the welfare lines, crying at the doorsteps of those armies of salvation, wasting time in the unemployment lines, sitting around waiting for a promotion. Don't you know, talking about a revolution sounds peaceful. Who are people gonna rise up and get their share? Who are people gonna rise up and take what's theirs? Don't you know you better run, 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 run. Oh, I said you better run, 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 run. Cause finally the tables are starting to turn, talking about a revolution. Cause finally the tables are starting to turn, talking about a revolution. Talking about a revolution, oh, while they're standing in the welfare lines, crying at the doorsteps of those armies of salvation, wasting time in the unemployment lines, sitting around waiting for a promotion. Don't you know, talking about a revolution sounds. Talking about a revolution, oh no. Talking about a revolution, oh no.
Since we are here together on the radio, I want to take this chance to let you guys know that my band Vintage Trouble, we're going back on the road this summer. We're going to be in Australia and Japan, all over Europe. Our website is www.vintagetrouble.com. Please check that out. If you happen to be traveling, come see us on the road somewhere. All right, back to music.
Personality.
That was Cult of Personality by Living Color, of course, one of the predominant bands that demonstrate how African Americans have lifted, amplified, and megaphoned rock and roll. I had the honor of being the only African-American contestant on Rockstar in Excess, which is on television about 15 years ago, and the first song I sang on that show was Cult of Personality, so I have a really deep connection to this band. Right before that was Tracy Chapman's Talking About Revolution. Tracy Chapman was almost a folk singer. She obviously came from the seed of Joan Armatrading. And when she came around in the 80s, she was a blessing to the radio waves. She was truth. She was authenticity. She was woman standing strong. Or actually, I'll just say she was a person standing strong and demonstrating music in a loving, militant, and caring way. Hey, if you just tuned in, this is Ty Taylor. I'm the lead singer from Vintage Trouble. Of course, you're listening to 88.5, the SoCal Sound. I've had the honor of playing songs every Saturday here on 88.5, the SoCal Sound, during Black History Month that celebrate African Americans in rock and roll. I'm heading into a song by my band, Vintage Trouble. It is a song that I wrote because I've always wanted to have a boxing song. It embodies rock and roll because it is rebellious. It is a 1-2 punch, and I hope it makes you want to dance. If you're going to dance, you're driving your car, pull your car over first. This is Vintage Trouble's Knock Me Out.
Knocks and sympathy, the homemade man. But a fire is inside of me, ignited by emotion, and faster than the eye can see, this butterfly will be floating. So I say, without a doubt about it, my way, no way around it. Be brave, go on and try. I think you to knock me out. Sound goes frozen, all eyes on me, 'cause I'm chosen, the next I'll need. So give me your attention, please. Behold the main attraction. Those words you heard, you can believe. Yeah, you'll get your satisfaction. So I say, without a doubt about it, my way, no way around it.
I just thought about the fact that when I say I'm Ty Taylor, the lead singer of Vintage Trouble, some of you may not know who Vintage Trouble is. So please go to www.vintagetrouble.com to find out our tour schedule. We're going to be running around a lot this summer.
Bless my soul. Didn't think I made.
50 acres and a Model A, right in the middle of Trump country. I told you there goes the neighborhood. Now Mr. Williams ain't so funny. I see you looking out your window. Can't wait to call the police on me. When I know you think I'm up to something, I'm just eating, I was still hungry. And this is mine, not legit, I ain't leaving, and you can't take it from me. I remember when you used to tell me, run, run, go back where you come from. Run, run, go back where you come from. We don't want your kind, we think you's a dumb bomb. You are America's son, this is where I come from. No, I can't stop grinding, and I can't let them break me. No, I can't let them find me. You can meet my friend the governor, only if you wanna try me. Or you can meet my other friend the judge, just in case you think I'm lying. When I know you think I'm up to something, I'm just eating, I was still hungry. And this is mine, now legit, I ain't leaving, and you can't take it from me. I remember when you used to tell me, run, run, go back where you come from. Run, run, go back where you come from. We don't want your kind, we think you's a dumb bomb. You are America's son, this is where I come from.
This land is mine. This land is mine.
That was This Land by my friend Gary Clark Jr. An important song, an important album, won lots of Grammys. And as you know, when you can reach that kind of attention from the world, when you can gain that kind of attention from the world with an album and a song that talks about the pain that we've gone through as a culture, not only do you add to the fabric of the sound of rock and roll, but you inject story. You inject things that people want to forget about as we move on in life. So congratulations to Gary Clark Jr. for reaching so many people with that amazing song and album. Right before that, we had the amazing Brittany Howard, of course, with the Alabama Shakes guys and Hold On. I can remember when I was in, like, what was it? Where was I? Starbucks. And Starbucks had such a big hand in helping the world here, Alabama Shakes. For some reason, I love them. I know Brittany Howard. We've had great laughs together. But a lot of times when I hear Alabama Shakes, not only do I get a sound explosion, but I just also get a coffee explosion for some reason in my mind. Like I mentioned last week, I'd be remiss if I didn't take the opportunity I've been having to be on this radio show to introduce you to artists that have changed my life. This next artist I'm going to play, some of you may know, a lot of you may not. His name is Chris Pierce. I met this person as soon as I moved into LA. I consider him to be my brother. He wrote this song at the height of the pandemic. It's called American Silence. It was a follow-up to a lot of the heavy energy that was happening after George Floyd's death or murder. And I want to thank Chris Pierce for always being a revolutionary artist, an evolutionary human being. This is American Silence.
Will you rise up when your comfort is in jeopardy? Will you resist, justifying the complexities? Is simplicity convenient in your quest to pacify? When you look in the mirror, can you see your own disguise? Can we sing a song for you? Will music move your heart and mind? Will our song arrest you? American silence is a cry. We see the music move you as you lay your burden down. We feel the music grip you as your heart is soaked in sound. And when the song is over, if you decide to clap aloud, will your applause mean anything with stitches on your mouth? Can we sing a song for you? Will music move your heart and mind? Will our song arrest you? American silence is a cry. We sing for the freedom, we fight for all it's worth. We sing for humanity so we can all walk the earth. We sing with honor to live to sing another song. We sing through the pain and we keep on marching on. Can we sing a song for you? Oh, will music move your heart and mind? Will our song arrest you? American silence.
This is what listener-powered radio sounds like. The SoCal Sound.
Support for 88.5 The SoCal Sound is made possible by Subaru of Glendale. The Subaru Forester and Outback are ready for your winter adventures. At the core of Subaru of Glendale's business is their focus on caring for customers, employees, and the community. In the service department, factory-trained technicians use specialized tools and genuine Subaru parts. Located on Brand Boulevard, just off the 5 and 134 freeways. Information available at SubaruofGlendale.com. That's SubaruofGlendale.com.
Support comes from the Best You Expo, coming to the Los Angeles Convention Center March 3rd, 4th, and 5th. The Best You Expo features over 150 inspirational speakers and workshops like Empowering Women, Best for Business, and Passion to Profit. Ticket info at thebestyouexpo.com.
Support for the SoCal Sound is provided by Live Nation. Beck and Phoenix are co-headlining the Summer Odyssey Tour, stopping by the Kia Forum on August 7th with special guests Jenny Lewis and Sir Chloe. Tickets are on sale now at Ticketmaster.com. Beck and Phoenix Summer Odyssey Tour, Kia Forum on August 7th.
Shakespeare wrote, "If music be the food of love, play on." We couldn't agree more. Now when you support the music you enjoy, you can provide meals for 1 in 5 people in LA County who experiences food insecurity via the Los Angeles Regional Food Bank. When subscribing to the SoCal Sound with $10 monthly, we provide the LA Regional Food Bank with 40 meals. Or $20 monthly provides 80 meals. Please subscribe now. Online at thesocalsound.org.
Hi, this is Nick Harcourt, inviting you to join me weekday mornings from 6 till 10 a.m. for the Nick Harcourt Show with Jet, along with features like our Latin Alternative Track of the Day, Nick's Pick, our Fresh Squeeze Track of the Day, and ticket giveaways. We deliver the best music mix in town. Please, get out of bed and into your day with us Monday through Friday at 88.5 The SoCal Sound.
You're listening to a DJ Residency, an hour of hand-picked songs from a new artist every month, each Saturday night at 6. 88.5 The SoCal Sound.
Bye. nightmares come true. I choose to fight for you, to fight for truth, to fight for justice. I choose to heal the wounds of sacrifice made by the children.
You can tell by my excitement while I've been here on 88.5 The SoCal Sound that I will miss not connecting with you all every week on these Saturdays like we've been doing during Black History Month. That being said, if some of you want to hang out with me, I'm going to be performing tomorrow night. That's February 26th at Herb Albert's Vibrato Jazz Grill. I'm going to be playing a lot of songs there with my Nouveau Mid-Century Romance songbook. These are songs that actually feel like mid-century radio jazz music. It's stuff that my mom used to play in the house. You know, well, they're original versions, but they feel like Gershwin and Cole Porter and Harold Arlen. It's going to be a romantic night. Get the one you love. Come sit in a beautiful space. Be romanced by me. And please introduce yourself to me. It'd be really nice to see some faces. The website for information is www.vibratogrilljazz.com. I hope to see you tomorrow night.
I woke up to the morning sky first. Baby blue, just like we rehearsed. When I get up off this ground, shake leaves back down to the brown, 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 till I'm clean. Then I walk where I'll be shaded by the trees, by a meadow of green, for about a mile. Headed to town, 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 in style. With all my favorite colors, yes, ma'am. I got all my favorite colors, ma'am. Are my sisters and the baby blues birds fly, fly, see them fly. And gray clouds, or white walls, or blue skies, we gon' fly, feel alright. Yeah, we feel alright today. Now we gon' be yeah. They sound like a I got a lot.
the baby blues birds fly. And gray clouds or white walls or blue skies, we gon' fly, feel alright. Somebody help me feel alright tonight. Now we gon'
listening to Colors by Black Pumas. What a great band. I mean, you know, this guy went from being a street busker to winning Grammys. You know, everyone considers these people to be like overnight successes. I think he might say something different, but that was Colors. And right before that, we had Fight the Youth by Fishbone, a legendary African-American led band that has really changed the jam band culture. This band injected itself into what is usually a white world and said, here we are, African Americans, within this rock and roll medium once again. So that was Fishbone. Do not go anywhere. You're listening to Ty Taylor. I'm the lead singer of Vintage Trouble. And we're on 88.5, the SoCal Sound, of course. This next song is by Dion Farris. It's called I Know.
Live.
were just listening.